None, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. It's like the last section we have is the unlabeled court orders that are not on the spreadsheet.
I'll be honest with you.
I've never seen this either, but I can tell you what these are. So throughout this book, so you'll see the numbers at the top of them. Those actually belong in a spot in the front. They have a spot in the book. The 817, if you go back to the front of the book, there is a spot for them. I don't know why they're not labeled, but they are in those sections. So if you see between 816 and 818 on the very first page, 817 is in the unlabeled part in the back.
You're saying it's part of C?
Well, A, the 817 would have been in the middle of Exhibit A. So if you look at the number, the abatement number is 213817.
So where,
I don't know the purpose of this on the back.
What it is in the Ulrich program, when we run our report, if it's been labeled correctly on the assessor side, because this happened to us, I think, the last time, and we had to rerun it. We had to have the assessor's office fix it. If they don't code it off correctly, and when I say code it off, you'll see up here it shows a code of zero. If they do not code that off correctly, it's not going to, like, assigned. If it's not assigned to, you know, an add-on or, you know, whichever, an occupancy, if they haven't assigned that, then it's not going to come up on the spreadsheet. So none of these came up on the spreadsheet because, as you can see, it says zero. If you look at the other ones that are on the spreadsheet, it'll say, like this one here says erroneous. So it's been assigned to the erroneous, so it comes up on that spreadsheet.
Well, if you look at abatement number 838, it doesn't show zero, but it also didn't show anything, but it's a partial split. Do these need to be fixed before they're presented back to us? So do we need to deny these so that they can take action on them, or can you guys take action on them without them being denied?
They have to be fixed.
Okay, so then she can't touch them in Aldridge until you guys deny them and then send them back to her.
Correct.
Send them back to her.
Correct.
Label is Exhibit F. Move to deny Exhibit F dated 10/28/2024.
Motion to deny on the floor.
Second.
I have a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
ma'am. All right. With us now, we're going to move on to our approval of Women's Crisis Center marriage and dissolution fees. With us, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Sorry to make you wait so long.
That's okay. Okay, so each year we award the funds. It's pretty much that the recorder's office does for marriage licenses. For statute, we 455.215, we have to notify the center that is to receive the funds by November 15th. The approximate amount of those funds is going to be around $5,500. The only applicant we had apply was the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. They turn in their whole packet, and everything looks good in there. I need you to vote to approve them.
Is there a... I'm trying to figure out how to make the motion. So just approve of them. Just with the title of the agenda, is that fine for the motion?
Yeah.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the approval of Women's Crisis Center Marriage and Dissolution Funds to be awarded to
the Crisis Center.
The Crisis Center of Taney County?
Yes.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized to be upstairs with you, sir.
Oh, okay.
9:40. I think there was maybe a miscommunication whether you wanted a round table, because that's how we have it agendized, is for a round table. I have 10:21 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.